welcome, and
thank you. Good way to get started. Those are great words to hear first thing in the morning or first thing as a radio program gets underway. Welcome. And that word in and of itself has inherent in it, Jennifer Horn. The word meaning, the word sounds welcoming. It sounds open. It sounds loving. It sounds cool. It's good.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome, Matt. Welcome.
Yes. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of March. Now we're into spring big time, even though it was snowing here. It was a spring snow yesterday.
A little spring snow never hurt anybody.
I had to go back to California and dry out a little bit. Success today will be connected with your continuing focus, with continuous action on your plan. You have a plan, right? We have this master plan. We're going to go in to Libya and we're going to do something. What are we going to do? Who knows? How are we going to do it? Who knows?
How long is it going to take?
Who knows? All right, so go through the headlines of this, and then you can feel free to comment if you want. 800-510-8255. A lot of people, it's not even really a political thing. Everything becomes political, but we're back to examining the hows and the whys and the wherefores and the whens, looking at the headlines today. One headline, West hits Libyan defenses. Gaddafi hurls defiance. Another headline, U.S. says no fly zone effectively in place over Libya. Another headline, Obama says U.S. role limited as the Libya strike starts. Let's see, Libyan declares ceasefire after U.N. vote. I don't know what that means, but at any rate, four New York Times journalists found in Libya.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun. Libyan ruler defiant as airstrikes by coalition force enter second day. Let's see here. Gaddafi blasts crusader aggression after airstrikes. Video official. Just the first phase of the coalition ops in Libya, showing all of the blowing up going on. Video. Libyan official attacks resulted in tremendous casualties. Another headline, Gaddafi remains defiant as strikes continue on Libyan capital. Get the point here? Here's another one, New York Times. Gaddafi pledges long war as allies pursue air assault on Libya. Al-Qaddafi compound a human shield.
Remember when Ronald Reagan... How many different ways do you see Gaddafi spelled?
Let's see here.
Headlines? Because no one seems to agree.
Q-A-D-D-A-F-I. I see that one.
Okay.
I see G-A-D-H-A-F-I. Another one. Let's see here. I see D-U-D-L-E-Y. No, wait a minute.
That's your name.
That's it, right. Bitterness in America. Gaddafi defiant after attacks. Bitterness there. People are really bitter here. I'm looking at some of the Facebook posts. You go to DougStefan.com if you'd like to click on the Facebook, just to look at the insignia. That's the easiest way to get to our Facebook page. Here are some comments about establishing a no-fly zone, Jennifer. Sean says, let them handle their business, but keep an eye on the oil flow. Patricia says, do people realize that in order for a no-fly zone to be established, we have to first bomb their military installations? Joni says, you need to support the Arab nations around them before you even consider a no-fly zone. John says, how would you enforce it? So many planes will possibly be shot down by the rebels and supporters. Nancy says, it should be more of the UN's responsibility if anything is to be done. Let's see here. Richard says, we will find only a massive ground assault and occupation will take him out. Seems sadly familiar. Doesn't it sound like Iraq? Frank says, all politicians say what you want them to say and what you want to hear, then do exactly what they want to further their own greedy agenda. And it goes on. Jen, watch the Facebook comments, or do you have a computer that's handy by? I've forgotten what your...
I can't do both. I can't be on the air with you and use the computer.
All right, well, we'll...
Sucks in all the power.
I prefer to have you on the air, so...
Okay.
I'll watch it myself.
But I do a little swapping around,
Michael,
you know,
and I
the
will,
top,
we'll watch
top
it.
And bottom of the hours.
Right, exactly. All right, so the most important quality for today is to tell us what you think is essential in your life. What do you find is... Maybe you don't have to tell us. Tell yourself. When you look at the mirror this morning and you wonder, why is the world such a mess? I think you got to take stock in yourself. It's not about finger pointing, but I really do. I say this with some frequency. You got to look at yourself. Why? And I asked this question earlier. When you look around the world, my God, everything is such a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why now? Why here? What is there about what we have created as human beings, our reality on this earth? What is it? Is it all of us, or is there something going on that just is sort of coincidental, or are we all here? If you think there's a plan, what's the plan? 800-510-8255. Don't you want to know what the plan
is?
I'd
love to know the plan. I'd love someone to clue me in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of the weird things here, and we've only been watching a few channels, one of them being Fox, so I don't know if this is just a Fox thing or not, but they keep talking about President Reagan all the time. Now, I know
their mantra is President Reagan at Fox. Everybody wants to be just like President Reagan, and none of them. There's nobody around like President Reagan now. Nobody.
Nobody. I mean, they were playing old speeches and everything. Yeah. I mean,
nobody.
He was
all
a great
speaker. All the wannabes, they're all wanting to suck on that because people in the country, they long for the Reagan years, and the Reagan years were pretty troubled. They long for Clinton years. We long for Eisenhower in those years, or FDR in those years, or however far back you want to go. It always looks better. But yet, if you think about World War II and the turmoil there and the Korean War and when Eisenhower became president and then the stuff in the 60s when Kennedy got started, the turmoil there, and then turmoil when LBJ, it's turmoil. Everything is about turmoil. Did they create it or did they just along for the ride, along for to be another participant? You got to wonder about it. And then people say, well, why does anybody want to be president? And this... You know, for pretty good reasons for asking that question. Why do you want to be involved? I think about being involved. I went to the local political rallies last night and candidates speaking about the issues that affect the town. And, you know, you hear the same things. Nobody's got any money. This person wants to do that program. Somebody else says we can't afford it. And why isn't it better? And we go back and forth. And the only way really you can affect what's going on is to be involved. That's the only way I opted out of local politics many years ago when I was in my 20s. And now I've gotten back involved because it affects me and my future in terms of the farm and the town. And so I guess we all have our own self-interest. If you have children in school, you want to be interested in the school committee. If you're a taxpayer, you want to be interested in what the city council or the selectmen are doing or what's going on across the state. All of these things are part of what is weighing heavy on everybody. So in order for us to have a good day, we got to clear this stuff out. That's why often as we get the program started, I like to clear the cobwebs out, push this stuff back, so that for those of you who hang around for a while, you can enjoy it. But at some point, it isn't all Pollyanna and it isn't all fun. And, you know, you look at this stuff and think, oh, oof, unga bunga. And you listen to all of these talking heads and you want to, you know, remember the story? Imagine Elvis when he got out his gun and he shot the television set. Remember that story?
Could you imagine Elvis doing political commentary? baby.
Uh-huh. That would be interesting. Okay.
I like that.
You're Elvis, and you have some thoughts on what's going on. Share them with us. 800-510-8255. You can play the role of Elvis if you would like, or some other celebrity. But Elvis, that would be good. Elvis. Elvis says, come back into the building. 15 past the hour. Do you look in the mirror, talking about the mirror, and see dark circles under your eyes? How about bags or puffiness? Do you look tired when you wake up? There is now a cream that can help you out immediately. And guess what? You get it for free because you're listening to Doug Steffen. This product is called Lumatone, L-U-M-A-T-O-N-E. You rub a dab of Lumatone around your eyes. It reduces the look of dark circles instantly. It's really pretty amazing, Jennifer. You mm-hmm. look bright, refreshed, just a couple of seconds. Doesn't stop there because Lumatone has a breakthrough peptide. It can ease the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Recently, the folks at New Vitality did a test with 4 different volunteers who had those heavy bags under their eyes. And in just a few weeks, they saw the appearance of puffiness reduced by 43%. So if it worked for them, it'll work for you. And by the way, you're at the first blush not investing anything because your first bottle of Lumatone comes to you free. You pay a little shipping and handling. Get rid of the fine lines around your eyes. A remarkable formula not greasy, not oily, like all of these other creams you get in the store. So if you have dark circles or heavy bags under your eye, I would like you to try a free jar of Lumitone before you make any appointments, go to any harsh treatment facilities. You pay for shipping and handling. Here's the number, 800-894-3302. Lumitone, free, 800-894-3302. Why would you need any more information? I told you the story. Lumitone gets rid of the dark circles, and you get it free. 800-894-3302.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Sears Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
It's our Michelin Madness event. Save on all Michelin tires. Plus, save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. Next time is a good day program. Jennifer Horn. Jack is back. This may be Jack the headline of the day.
Yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland appeared on The View yesterday. Among other things, he said the 24 movie goes into production next month.
Thank
and hits
God.
Theaters next year. Hooray.
Yay.
All right, let's get to the real issue. I mean, this is, the other stuff is just silly stuff.
No, this is
important.
The important stuff.
This is the
What's
important
Jack
stuff.
Bauer doing?
Jack Bauer is coming back. Also, he was talking about his new television show.
That sounds cool, doesn't it?
I haven't gotten the drift of that yet. That'll be out this fall. So, that's good. He had a year off. And is rested and now can keep running.
He's going to play the father of an autistic child who is also mute and who can see, who can predict the future or see big events or something.
How many children does he have in real life?
I know he has one daughter.
Yeah, where is she? Do we know anything about her?
She's older. Yeah. She's like in her 20s, I think.
Yeah. Kind of like, how old was that Elizabeth Cuthbert? Eliza, what was her name? Cuthbert was her last name.
Elizabeth Cuthbert. Yeah, it was Elizabeth. Or Alicia, sorry.
Alicia Cuthbert. Who played his daughter, but he had a little yada bada boomba with her while they were filming.
No.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Brendan
really?
Told me. Yeah, Brendan told me that.
Oh, Brendan knows.
If he doesn't, he can figure it out.
He'll figure it out.
After the hour, this is a good day.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in iodine, probiotics, zinc, and silica to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
You'll be happy to know that the first legislation to prohibit gambling was enacted in Boston on this date in 1630. How long, go back in your mind, those of you who have gambled at all in your life, to when you think, what is there about gambling? I told you last week when I was in Las Vegas, I sat at the one-armed bandit thinking, you know, everybody would like to have a little
test
more
your
dough.
Luck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I put $5 like a dolt in there. Very nice lady came up to give me change.
$5. She asked for change
$5. No, I had $5 and I wanted singles, so I got the $5. And I said, how's the luck here? She pointed over to a machine. She said, somebody won $20,000 there the other night. And I said,
don't play that one then.
No, exactly. Yeah, let's just stay away from that one. Yeah, but isn't it amazing how it is the spirit of the human being, the human condition being what it is. We are very complicated. You know, some people say, I'm a really simple person. There's nothing about any human being that exists on the planet that's simple. I don't think we're simple at all. I think we're complex. I think we're very interesting. I think it's frustrating because we are all, you know, people say, well, we're so similar. People sometimes think like attracts and others say opposite attracts. But there's so much difference. It gets right down into the nitty-gritty of our makeup, our chemistry, and what it is that flows through our bodies and how our minds work. It really is. And so many people try to find reasons to either be together with someone that you think agrees with you on important things about life. And then others, they find a lot of reason to stay away from people they don't agree with. Whereas I find people who are not in agreement with me to be stimulating. Isn't I always try to, like, again, I was talking about the politics of being involved in the local discussions last night, listening to some of the people running for school board and other slots talk about their what their priorities were, or sometimes they were telling the audience what they thought the audience wanted to hear. The chairman of the Board of Selectmen came in and sat down next to me, and we were talking, and he said to me, there isn't a vote to be had in the room. And I looked at him, I said, what do you mean? He said, everybody who's here has made up their minds. They're just here to support whoever their favorite candidates are.
Right.
And I thought, at the time, well, I wasn't.
How true is that, though? It's
well, I have made up my mind what I'm going to do in terms of the Board of Selectmen. And this guy who's the chairman happens to be somebody who's up for re-election. And he and I have gotten to know each other better over the last year or so because we've had a couple of run-ins. But we have a cordial relationship, and I actually like the guy. I don't necessarily like what he's doing, but I like him as a person. And so anyway, but the essence of watching these people squirm as questions are asked to them, back to why does anybody want to do this? And there are good people who have good intentions. There are some people who sound better than others, seem more articulate, seem more informed. But it's a heck of a job to give yourself in service for these sorts of things. Now, granted, a lot of people get something out of it here and there. But when it comes to the school board, it's pretty hard to be on a school board and get anything out of it other than the satisfaction of trying to do something well. And different if you're in the city council or on the board of selectmen. You can sometimes angle things around so that you get something out of it. But in the main, most of public service is just that. The problem is that there aren't enough people who get involved in who just really want to serve, who want to give back, who want to have a say, if you will. There's usually something else there, and that's what's tripped up the country so often. But now this is the season for local elections around the country. I think there were some local elections earlier in March. There are some around here early in April, and it's refreshing to see more and more people out. The reason that they are out, though, is because everybody's broke. And that came through more and more in the school board session last night, listening to these people talk about how we're all broke, we don't have any money, we have to cut this program, that program. And yet there are some people who just have their head in the clouds, and they think, oh, no, we have to go find more money. Where is it? It doesn't exist. And that's the challenge, I think, as more and more people. But I think more people are paying attention, and my God, I think that's a wonderful thing. Good for you. 28 past the hour on March the 22nd. Good day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Live from Progressive.
Hello again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In today's economic climate, retirement planning has become essential. Contributing to an individual retirement account, or IRA, is vital to Americans' future financial health. While financial advisors recommend that people open and contribute to IRAs as early as possible, it's never too late to begin. If you're not sure where to start, the AAA Deposit Program recommends that the first thing you need to do is decide what kind of IRA you'd like to open. One type of IRA, the Roth IRA, is funded through after-tax income. Anyone can open one, as long as their income falls below the maximum specified by the IRS. You can withdraw your contributions to a Roth IRA at any time. But to withdraw earnings tax-free, you must be at least 59 and a half years old and have held the account for at least 5 years. For information about AAA's deposit program, visit AAA.com/deposits or call 1-888-728-3230. That's 1-888-728-3230.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. For you.
Hello, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn. Rich is back, I think, tomorrow. Right, Michael? Is Rich back tomorrow?
I think so.
So, anyway, if he's here, fine. If he isn't, we haven't missed him a bit, have we?
Rich who?
Rich who? I've noticed him all over the Facebook page, though, with stories, pictures of his trip to Orlando and Disney World. That and some of our friends commenting on that. You can check that out. Facebook page is at DougSteffen.com. Just click on the old F there. Or the new F. That's interesting how... So, have you ever looked at those symbols, like the T for Twitter, the F for Facebook, some of the other symbols for the various social media, and wonder who came up with those? Am I the only one who wonders silly stuff like that? How'd they come?
Well,
anybody
I'm thinking
know?
The F for Facebook is because of F for Facebook.
No. I didn't mean that. I mean the way the F looks, the design of the F itself,
right.
The F character. Or the
that
T.
Was somebody who makes big money.
Yeah, probably. You're right about that. Some design person. Good for you. The Doug Steffen website today, DougSteffen.com, has the story of a 400-pound sumo wrestler that set a Guinness record by becoming the heaviest man ever to finish a marathon. Kelly Knighting is his name. Finished Sunday 9 hours, 48 minutes, 52 seconds. The world record prior to this was 275 pounds. And let's see, that was in 2008. He said, I'd like to see some Kenyan improve on my time. Well, the Kenyans all weigh about 110 pounds, right? Soaking wet.
Mm-hmm.
He logged the first 8 miles... And then running, and then he walked the final 18. He lost track of where he was after mile 10 because he was delirious. You know, you have your head, the blood probably wasn't up there. He's probably all kind of goofed out. He realized when he was at mile 15 that he needed clean socks. About that. He finished the race, heavy rains, strong winds. He was also forced to obey traffic signs, that is, stop at the lights. It's like a train coming through. He said, if I have to crawl, I will. He made up his mind that he was going to get there, and he did. You see, that's the power of positive thought. This is why I tell you the story and put it up there, because this is another example of somebody who says, I know I can, I know I can, I know I will, I know I will, I know it will. You will yourself to finish. It's like being sick and willing yourself to be better. I think more often than not, that if you really wrap yourself around it, that really is what will happen. You really, really, there's a strange thing about our minds, and how they work back to the chemistry of the body and trying to figure out what goes on. And those who try to figure out and who think they have the answer often are not right. But it's interesting to kind of figure it out or to try to figure it out one way or the other. Our poll today at DougStephan.com, have you ever run in a marathon? Ever, ever, ever run in a marathon? A, yes, many times. B, just once. C, not yet, but I'm training to. D, I have no interest in ever running in a marathon. That would be me. No, I think that running like that is so bad for your ankles, your knees, your hips,
your
back,
joints, yeah.
Your neck, your shoulders. I know I had a very good friend that I met this winter in California. She was a runner. She would 4 times a week run a marathon. She ran it on the beach, though.
Hmm.
She lived on the beach in San Diego.
Oh, by herself,
she'd run it
right?
On the beach, yeah. She had monstrously magnificent legs. And, you know, you could...
Running on the beach is even harder than on cement. So.
Well, it's got your legs stick in there a little bit, right? What do we know?
Yeah, because it holds you back.
Who's run a marathon? The Boston Marathon comes up Patriots Day, which is usually the third Monday in April. That's something that is perhaps the best, biggest marathon, 9,000 people, 10,000 people. I used to drive the pace car for the marathon when I was running a local Boston radio station. And 5 or 6 years in a row, I think, I was out in front of all the racers. And I used to think, how is it that this is good for the racers? They're breathing in the fumes from the car. Or there's a press truck that goes just behind me in the pace car when I was driving it. And, you know, you see there are dozens of reporters and photographers and videographers on the back of this truck, and the truck spewing out the usual stuff that a diesel truck would spew out, the exhaust. And the first 4, 5, 6 people have to be breathing that stuff in, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit scary, one way or the other. Speaking of scary, you'll be happy to know, Jennifer, that Scary Spice is pregnant.
Really?
Yes.
That's the one that has a kid with Eddie Murphy.
Is that the one, really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know enough about these. Aren't the Spice Girls passé, pretty much?
Yeah, but they all still...
So why are they...
We still keep track of
these
pop.
These gossip things, all of the gossip. The big gossip this week has been about Renee Zellweger and Bradley mm-hmm. Cooper. They, through their publicists, have announced this weekend that they are calling it quits.
Aw.
And... apparently, everybody was shocked, so say members of the family. We all thought for sure they were going to be together forever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. So who is she up with next?
I don't know.
I think
Elvis.
She's cute, but she's... Well, nobody has taken us up on our offer to do that, the Elvis thing. All right. So I'm sort of in the mode. I don't like to do the word scrambles without Rich being here. Although I'm in the mood to do one of those.
Let's do it. We can do one without Rich.
Want to do one without him?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Here's the 2020 word scramble. Figure it out. Call us at 800-510-8255. I want to put your mouth in motion and your mind in gear. So here are the letters. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Basically, let's see here. There's a T. Let me do this.
T.
There's one T. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's one D.
D.
Yeah. There's one E.
E.
Yeah. There's an M.
M.
There's a G.
G.
And an I. Got it?
And an I.
Yeah.
I got it.
Already?
Is it a little word?
800. It's a six-letter word. 800-510-8255. Tisk, tisk. On you. Well, let's just see if somebody figured it out quickly. 800-510-8255. A T, a D, an I, an E, an M, and a G. Is that too easy? Actually,
it's pretty easy.
Well, but Richie's not here, so I figured I'd be easy on you. 800-510-8255. What is that word? The story of Dr. Ted Eisenberg at DougStephan.com. He is somebody who's performed a particular operation. What is it? That's the second part of what I want to know. I want to see how good you are at... you can actually easily go to DougStephan.com and find out the answer to that. So work on both of those things as we want to expand your mind. I am devoted to making your mind work better, faster, and longer. All right? That's how we do the mind exercises here and getting you to think, all part of my job on Good Day. It's 18 before the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Mushy mush mish mush mash.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mush mouth?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Lots of laughs, things that you won't be embarrassed to hear with your children. The news of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about all kind of roll into one conversation or a continuing conversation. Your input at 800-510-8255. Dr. Ken up in a moment with his daily dose of important medical information. Actually, at DougSteffens.com, Dr. Ken has the latest on new safety measures for your children, those rear-facing car seats, which I always thought were dangerous. Apparently, they aren't.
Mm-hmm.
When you were a kid, did you sit in a car seat? They
I
have
did.
Car seats?
Yeah. Oh, and I also lost my voice. Yeah, no, I had a car seat.
When you were a kid
I
or just now?
It. Yeah, and now, too. Yeah. I just graduated into the big kid seat.
So was it tied in? I'm trying to remember. Megan...
It was buckled into the seatbelt.
Right. I remember Megan's car seat. She was the first. Brendan wasn't much for car seats, but we still buckled them in anyway. But when I was a kid, there were no car seats. There weren't even any seatbelts. And the seatbelts came along in the 50s. We wore them around our lap. But then there were these stories. I remember in high school, accidents where people's bodies were cut in half. Because I laugh about it, but we put on the seatbelts and you'd be in an accident and the seatbelt was just around your waist. That's when they started with the, mm-hmm. you know, the lap, not just the lap
the
band,
chest
but the
belt.
Chest
mm-hmm.
band as part of it. Because otherwise, you've been a serious accident. Whoop. That wouldn't do you a whole lot of good. Anyway, these safety measures are important for you to check out if you have children, so you certainly welcome to do that at DougSteffens.com. Here's Mary listening to The Jet in Lake City. I understand we were off the air there yesterday. There was some technical snafuzzle. And, of course, we're always happy to be back on with our friends in northern Florida. Mary, and I'm counting you as one of those friends. Should I?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's good. Super duper. Okay. So this is pretty easy, I guess. How would you unscramble all those letters that I laid on your head?
Well, Jennifer said it right. It's
no,
a little word.
Yeah,
midget.
She gave it away. It was like she was trying to give you something for not doing much work. That's
oh, come on. It was an easy one.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so we'll do that. So what's going on in your world, Mary? What are you doing today? What's important in your life today?
Oh, I'm just working and glad to have a job.
What do you have for work? What do you do?
I'm an inspector at a food processing plant.
An inspector at a food processing plant. What kind of food do you process?
Sausage.
Sausage.
Mm-hmm.
So you check out the sausage?
Mm-hmm.
The old expression, everybody loves it, but nobody wants to know what goes into it. Does that apply to the sausage in your plant?
No, I think it's pretty good.
How do you, all day long, though, just look at sausages? How does
oh,
that work?
I do different things.
But,
that's not the only part of my job.
The test is, do you still eat sausage?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Well,
sausage?
There you go.
Do you take the sausage from your company?
No, no.
No, you don't. No, you buy it.
I'm one of those dreaded government workers, so I...
Oh,
I
you're a food inspector.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, so you actually do your job. How
yes,
refreshing. Well, you know, you've heard me tell these stories of meat inspectors at the butcher plant. You've heard me tell those stories on the air.
No, I hadn't.
Haven't you? Oh, as a kid growing up on the farm and going around and then... You see some of the things that go on with these meat inspectors that don't do their job. Yeah, yeah, that's really what I think, drives a lot of people nuts. All these people that have these jobs, they don't do them. That's why we have so many of these recalls. All right, Mary, hold on. We're going to take good care of you. Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Text Evans Good Day program. 13 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. Jennifer Horn has done wonderfully well. I'm actually talking to my Medifast representative later on this morning so that I can get on the straight and the narrow now that I've done my traveling for the most part.
We have the same one. You're going to love her. Her name's Jennifer, just like me.
Jennifer. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why will I love her? What has she done to help you?
She's just very nice, and you can talk to her about anything. I was, you know, just she'll give you tips on ways to maximize the Medifast.
Why don't we invite her to come on the program?
We should do that.
Tell
that would
story.
Be cool.
Right. Dr. Ken and I recommend Medifast. Jennifer does. Ken has patients who are on this, and they've had terrific luck. I don't know. Is it luck? It says results. Isn't luck, is it, Ken?
It's not luck. It's the effect of this diet. This diet works. It's healthy. Over 20,000 American doctors are using it in their practices. This is the real thing. You'll lose that last 10 pounds that you've been trying to lose forever. You'll lose the 50 or 60 pounds over a healthy period of time that you've been trying to lose forever.
All right, so you can lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Normally, people will average 2, 3, 4, 5 pounds a week. That's the deal. It's not always the same. You know, some weeks it might be different. Jennifer, you've been on some weeks better than others. But it just depends on your metabolism, whatever's going on in your body. There are 70 Medifast meals from which to choose. They're scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied. You will not be hungry. You can choose from shakes and soups and stew and chili and oatmeal and scrambled eggs and fruit drinks. You heard Phil talking earlier about all of these things making their way into the breakfast niche. They are all healthy, all well thought out, and all available for you if you go online to MedifastKen.com. Enter Dr. Ken, save $50 on your product. Medifast, 800-506-4115. Code Dr. Ken to save the money or go online to MedifastKen.com. You hear all these people talking about a lot of people, word of mouth, Ken. People like to talk about this because they want people to appreciate their successes, which is pretty understandable under the circumstance. Lots of medical news for children today and their parents. Children and riding in the car and what direction they ought to face. This is pretty interesting, Ken.
Doug, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this week. Kids should sit in a rear-facing car seat as long as they fit or until age 2. After that, they should ride in booster seats up to age 8 or if they're still too small to fit correctly in seat belts.
All right. I think that's been something that's almost been common sense, hasn't it, for a number of years? You'd like to think it was common sense. I guess we'd like to think it was common sense. Firstborn children and their problems with food allergies.
This is out of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They're meeting in San Francisco this week. We're going to hear a lot this week about allergies. Firstborn kids, Doug, they seem to have more food allergies and more hay fever, and we don't yet know why.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that they wouldn't be allergic to if they were drinking raw milk. And they would not have an allergy, a lactose intolerance problem from the beginning. And I know that's part of something else being treated here.
Well, there's news about outgrowing milk allergy. About 2.5% of children younger than age 3 are allergic to milk. Children may not be outgrowing their allergy to milk as quickly as previously believed.
Yeah.
This was a study that looked at this, and 85 to 90% will outgrow their milk allergies by some time, but it may take longer than age 3 or 4.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Bleg.
Technology now in the focus. Better living with Doug on the Good Day program. How can we make your life better is one of the mantras every day. I think about the things that are going on in the world and what we can do to accommodate you and your questions. And so we have Alex Goldfein as one of our daily contributors with now another focus on Netflix. This is a fascinating story, Jennifer. I'm looking at my website. Mm-hmm. There's a big banner ad for Netflix across the top of it. How can
they're everywhere.
Yeah, they really are. How can they afford to pay, though, $100 million for a new major television series? We started this conversation yesterday with Alex, and so as our technology tailor, he continues with the story up next here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to tell you about a great easy way to back up important files in your computer. It's called My Media, and you can use it to back up and protect all your digital pictures, music, movies, and documents online. Set it up once and backup happens automatically. But this is more than backup. View your pictures, listen to your music, and enjoy your videos from any computer or iPhone anywhere. It's safe, secure, and encrypted, and it's only $5 per month. Go to mimedia.com. mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Yesterday I told you that DVD by mail company Netflix has outbid HBO and AMC for the rights to a big new drama series called House of Cards. It stars Kevin Spacey, and the pilot will be directed by David Fincher. who also directed the Social Network film. Now, how could this happen? Well, little Netflix isn't so little anymore. The company currently enjoys 20 million subscribers. By comparison, HBO has 28 million subscribers. If every customer pays an average of $10 per month, that's $200 million in monthly revenue and over $2 billion per year. That is how Netflix can invest upwards of $100 million into a new series and outbid the cable giants. This literally changes the television landscape. Over time, millions of new subscribers will flock to Netflix just to watch this show. And it's just another reason for people to consider cutting the cord on their cable bill. What interesting, exciting times. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, back to Facebook. I guess we'd consider, Jennifer, Facebook a part of modern technology, wouldn't we? The social media and using, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think when I think technology, though, I think of gadgets. Although there's sort of some people just sort of roll all this stuff together. I thought it was interesting that Facebook, which has become, as it's become more popular, more used, become pretty controversial, but it's been used for good things like reuniting a mother and a daughter. After 30 years, a Colorado mother and daughter reunited thanks to a Facebook post. Angelina Rodriguez's baby was taken from her by her then boyfriend in 1980. She tried to get her daughter back legally for 5 years. Officials were unable to find her boyfriend. He never called again, never bothered, never was around. She never knew about her daughter, Erica Benavidez. But she began, interestingly enough, the daughter searching for her mother on Facebook and knew. She posted on Facebook and MySpace. And then there is, like this past week, there was this whole, like, coming together as they crossed. I guess these things are accidents, aren't they? Or are they, do they actually, like, do people really look around? I mean, I couldn't imagine going to Facebook
and really
looking.
You could really search, or they suggest people to you based on mutual friends and names and whatever else they know.
They talked on the phone for the first time on Friday night. They hope to reunite in person soon. Oh, there's something good, right? Good. We like good things. Mother and daughter reunited after 30 years thanks to Facebook. That's cool. 59 past the hour on Good Day.